As any, then, I believe that's our room.
I don't Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store.
This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner is still regretting his decision to withdraw from the picture show business and take over full ownership of the store. He hasn't yet been able to hire even a delivery boy, while his ex-partner Lum appears to be sailing along in great fashion as head of the Pine Ridge Theater. As we look in our little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store and library talking on the telephone.
Well, you'll have to get hold of Mr. Edwards over at the picture show. No, Mom, he ain't connected with the store no more. Well, I'll tell him if I see him, but I don't reckon I'll see him nowhere. No, Mom.
Yeah, howdy.
All right, just a second, girl.
Oh, excuse me, I never know
if
she's talking on the phone.
What's that? Oh, yes, Mom, all right. Not at all. Goodbye.
Who is she talking to there, Abner?
Oh, I don't know. Central girl, long distance. Some fella was butting in there talking to.
Long distance?
Yeah.
Jiminy, that Lum's getting to be an important fella.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Yes, sir. I'm sure proud I'm working for him.
Proud of it?
Yeah, he says he might put me in charge of the player pioneers and all them other picture shows whenever he gets around to putting them in.
Well, that's nice.
Vice president in charge of player pioneers. That's what I'll be known as.
Glad to hear it.
Vice president in charge of player
pioneers.
Milford Avery Spears, Vice President.
Grandpa, I heard you the first time. I ain't be for nothing.
That's what I'll be known as. Big job, too, Abner.
Yeah.
Odin, Cherry Hill, Inc., Hatfield, Big Four. How are we going to have the biggest pigeon-toed string of theaters you ever heard of?
I don't want to hear of it, though.
Just over at the picture show looking on my player pioneer there. I believe I'll ship that one out to over to Odin there when we get it built. Buy me a brand spanking new one for Pine Ridge.
You talk like you're in partnership with Lum.
Well, I'm vice president in charge of
player pioneers. If you say that one more time, Grandpap, I'm going to run you right out of this store.
Well, that's a big job I got there. Odin, Cherry Hill. What about you, my pipe? I was smoking it not 5 minutes ago. I reckon what I could have did with that pigeon-toed thing.
Well, I don't know what you done with it.
Was I smoking whenever I come in here, Abner?
No, you weren't. I don't believe you was, anyway. I noticed you looked sort of different when you come in. That must have been it. You never had that pipe stuck in your face.
Yeah, I must have left it somewhere.
Yeah.
I wanted on. Let's see. I was over at the picture show last. Yeah, I better run over and see if I can find the picture.
Yeah, you better do that. Wait a minute, Grandpap. Don't go yet. There comes Lum up out there.
Well, I don't want to lose that pipe, though, Abner, and I don't want to be here when he comes away.
Huh?
That's my good pipe. Paid 75 cents for it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be in here alone with Lum, Grandpap.
Well, he ain't going to bite
you. Huh?
Cedric's with him. Yeah, that'll be all right. I'll see you later. I got to get that pipe.
Well, all right.
Howdy, Lum. Howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Grandpap. Where are you going in such a hurry?
Just going over to the picture show. Anything you want me to do over there?
No, I reckon not.
Well, I'll see you later, then.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Oh, hello, Cedric.
Howdy do, Mr. Peabody.
Howdy do, Mr. Edwards.
Here, Cedric, hold my cane and my gloves for me.
Just a moment.
And my secretary here just dropped around to see if there's any mail come in for me in the last couple of days. By mistake, of course.
No letters at all for you. Another bill from the wholesale house, huh? Sir, that's right. You ain't interested in that no more, are you?
Wholesale house?
Yeah.
What's that? Something in connection with the grocer business?
Cedric,
my boy, recollect when I used to be in the grocer business in the old days?
Yes, Mom. It's just a couple of days ago, though.
Well, I reckon man has to get a start some way or other. Mr. Peabody, are you sure I never got no mail from New York or Hollywood?
No, not from nowhere.
Well, I'd like to buy a cigar then, Mr. Peabody.
Cigars? Are you smoking cigars now?
Oh, yeah, lots of them, natural. You know how it is with us moving picture executives. Have to have something to soothe down our nerves, relax and all that stuff. Give me the expensivest kind you got there, them 5 cents.
All right, I'll get you one.
No, in the other box there, them Penn and Tellers. And if you never can recollect which cigars is which, Mr. Peabody.
Well, maybe I'll switch them around since this store's under new management and being run right for a change.
Well, I wouldn't know nothing about the little old grocery business, no way.
Here, these are the five things.
Oh. Cedric, light a match for me.
Just one.
You're supposed to bite off the end of a cigar before you smoke it.
I know how to smoke a cigar. Hold the match higher, Cedric.
This one.
Burn his mustache off.
Here, Cedric. Here, you smoke it. It's a defecative cigar.
Well, I don't smoke cigars, Mr. Rose.
Well, just throw it away, then. Don't never bother with inferior merchandise, I always say. Throw it away. Money ain't no object to me, no way.
Is that a new pair of britches you got on there, Lone?
I don't know. That's in your business. Why?
Well, I just wondered if you bought any new ones yet. I figured you'd outgrow them old ones of yours.
Come on, Cedric. We better be going. You sure there wasn't no mail for me, Mr. Peabody?
I told you 1,100 times there wasn't.
Well, come on, Cedric.
Wait a minute, though. There was a telephone call for you a while ago. I forgot about that.
Telephone call?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know who it was. Stranger. Said his name was W.J. Taylor, I believe it was.
Well, more than likely he would be a stranger to you, because our friends don't know one another.
They
run with a different bunch now.
Oh, well.
I'm traveling with the picture show people.
Yeah, well, I never know that.
Executives and stars, stuff like that.
Yeah, well.
What did you call his name again?
Taylor, W.J. Taylor, I believe he said.
W.J. Taylor. That does sound familiar. Can't place him, though.
It was long distance.
Must not be important if I can't place. Long distance?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, are you sure that wasn't Robert Taylor?
No, it was W.J. Now, what would Robert Taylor be calling you for?
Well, that ain't nothing. All us picture executives knob-hob with one another and knob-hob with the stars.
Oh.
We don't think nothing about all that.
You don't, huh?
Are you positive that weren't old Bob calling me?
No, it weren't old Bob. It was old W.J.
Well, him could be his initials, you know.
I don't know nothing about it. I'm just going by what the man said and what I heard him tell the operators.
Must be his brother, then, I believe.
Yeah, it might be. Or if it is, his brother lives in the county seat, though.
Oh, is that all the fellow they call us from?
That's what they said. It was the county seat.
Oh, well, must not be much importance, then. Make a note of that, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I'm writing it down here.
I
can't spell it. Don't make no difference. I'll know what it is. A feller like me can't waste no time on little calls like that.
You can't, huh?
I might give him a ring, though, just to see what the boy wants. That name does sound familiar. Mind if I use your telephone, Mr. Peabody?
Why, no. Go right ahead. Help yourself. Of course, I reckon you better put your gloves on, though, so your hands won't get dirty using a phone in a little old country store that way.
Well, now, that ain't a bad idea, now that you mention it.
I wouldn't want to soil them lily white hands of yours.
Cedric, my boy, my gloves.
Oh, this one here.
Where a catcher's
lid. You never had them on, did you?
No, Mom, I was just holding them here.
Well, that's all right. Just give me the left one. That's all I need. Wait, though. I'll need the right one, too, to crank the phone with. Hello, Mamie. This is L. Edwards. Hello. Yeah, I'm fine. Who? Oh, you must mean Mr. Peabody. Oh, I reckon he's feeling all right. I don't know, and I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Mamie, I understand there was a call for me from the county seat. W.J. Taylor.
I know he's coming over there. I don't know if they're the best cut and overhaul.
Well, see if you can get hold of him for me.
But a priest, I don't like to get that man.
Yeah, I'll wait. So you say the grocery business is pretty good these days, huh?
Oh, it's fine. It's got a fella at the head of it now that knows what he's doing. That helps some, I reckon.
Well, I don't reckon it takes much brains to run a small place like that. Hello? What's that, Mamie?
No, it don't take many, but...
He'll be back in a few minutes. No, I won't wait. My time's too valuable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell him that. Much obliged, Mamie. Cedric, if anybody else wants to see me, tell them they got to make an appointment first.
Mom, I'm getting sick of all this. I can't stand it. Why don't you act like yourself? This John and our partners are in here. I just can't stand being involved this way. Take me back in the picture show with you, and I'll let
you
back.
Well, wait, Abner, wait a minute. Recollect, I asked you to come in with me when I started to enlarge the picture show, but you wouldn't do it.
Well, you wanted to sell the store, though.
All right, you wanted the store, so now you got it all by yourself. It's a nice business. Gives you a chance to run it your own way.
Well, yeah, Long.
I've got my own ideas how I want to run the picture show, and if I let you back in, there you'd be giving me ideas. So I figured we better just let well enough alone.
You mean then that we're on the law for good?
Yeah, I'm afraid it looks that way. Now, we made a legal deal, so now we got to stick by it. Ain't no other way to look at it.
Well, yeah. Sure,
Long, but a four-alarm ring?
Huh? I told you, I believe it.
Take down the receiver there, Abner.
Yeah. Hello? Where's the bar at? Huh? Oh, my goodness, Mom, it's a picture show.
The picture show?
The whole thing's on fire. Come on, we better get over there.
Yeah, Granny, come. Oh, wait a minute.
What's my goodness. What is it, Mom?
I just recollected who that W.J. Taylor was.
Huh?
He's a fella that's been trying to sell me some fire insurance.